I'm pulling out of the gas station. You all know what that means. Well, first off, it means I needed gas. But second off, it means it's time for drive to work. So, as I explained in my last podcast, I'm going to start driving my daughter to school every morning. So we decided it was fine time to join, have her join and do a podcast with us. So say hi, Rachel.
Hi.
So for those who don't know, I have three children. Rachel is my oldest. So how old are you, Rachel?
I'll be 16 in 2 weeks.
Which means you're driving soon, right?
Yeah, I have a permit right now and hopefully get my driver's license once I get 50 hours of driving.
Yep. So Rachel was born back in 2000.
Yeah.
And the Rachel has a brother and sister, twins, boy, girl, Adam and Sarah, mm-hmm. who are 12. But they are not riding in our car today, so we get to... So I once before did a podcast where I interviewed my mom and my dad, separate podcast. So this is going to call Meet My Daughter. So one day Sarah will be have Meet My Other Daughter. But
Meet
today,
My Other
Daughter. Okay, so what I want to sort of... A couple questions I want to ask today. We have a full drive to your school today. So, okay, question number one, which is, what am I like as a dad?
What are you like as a dad?
Yeah.
Let me think. Well, for one thing, I think you're the reason I've made a lot of bad puns in my life.
that's probably a big factor
in my life. And definitely for also a love of gaming, like, when it comes to sports, I am not the most competitive person, but if we're playing, like, a card game, like, hands down, you're gonna get your butt kicked. Like, I am ready.
So explain a little bit, what do we do every Friday night?
We have game nights. We do different things with our family every like, weekend night. We have game night on Friday night, movie night on Saturday night, we watch TV during dinner on Sunday. And for Friday game night, we basically have the parents pick one game, and then whoever's kid it is a turn to pick a game, and we play two different games. That's always really fun.
So, how competitive is your dad?
I would pretty much say very competitive. Even if the game he's at is, like, not very good, especially, like, the drawing one. We'll have, like, a hamburger, and then you'll draw, like, a baguette. And we're like, what is this? But you're still very passionate about, like, whatever you're doing. So especially the games where it's, like, word games or, like, trivia games, like, you know your stuff.
I do. When we have teams, do you not often choose me to be on your team?
Sometimes, like, Sarah will try and snag you, and Adam always wants to go with, like, Mom, so I just kind of float in between sometimes to, like, I don't know, even things out-ish. It's, like, 3 versus 2.
Okay, so, I want to get your viewpoint of magic from your perspective. What is magic to you?
Okay, well, the first thing I had of magic was probably you teaching me at the age of, like, 8, because I was, like, super interested, and you brought me, like, bring your kid to work day, and so I tried learning it, and I think this sort of, like, faded off, but I definitely have a perspective of other people playing it. Like, my friend, he got a set of magic stuff for his birthday, like, a month ago, and there's definitely a whole bunch of other people I know that created clubs for this, and they have their own cards and their decks, and I see them all, like, laid out and playing. So I know definitely other people my age are playing them, and I see them, like, all the time. It's cool. So,
how many of your friends are aware that that's what I do, that I make magic?
I say sometimes pretty decent. Sometimes we'll get it from my last name, and sometimes I won't get it until they see you in person when you're here for, like, a career fair. I'm like, oh, your dad is Mark Rosewater? That's like, pretty cool. And I'm like, yep. Well, I know you in all my life, so I'm like, yep.
So, I've spoken at career day. In fact, I've spoken at a couple different year classes. What classes have I spoken in? Remember the different times I came in and talked to your class?
I'm trying to think. You've spoken a lot of times. You've spoken, like, I think, like, a few years, like, career fair, both mine and Adam and Sarah's at BCMS. You've spoken at camps a few times. Like we've tried, like, recruiting for camps and all. And Friday, it's like, come, like, meet Bart Rosewater. And, like, you'll give out, you have, like, a lot of starter card stuff, so you'll, like, hand those out all the time.
Yeah, starter decks.
So, you've spoken at different camps and, like, schools and stuff. So, I mean, those are the main two I can remember. It's middle school career fair and, like, just a bunch of kids.
So, do you know what talk of yours I did that has ended up creating the most content?
The talk that you did?
I did a talk for one of your classes, okay. And it's ended up creating a lot of content for me. So, do you know what talk it was?
Was
Yeah, yeah. It's a talk to Mr. Nichols class.
Oh.
Remember that one?
You mean in fifth grade?
Yeah, when you were in fifth grade. Remember the, do you remember the talk?
I think so. Well, like, very, like, briefly.
So it was called 10 Things Every Game Needs.
Oh, no, I remember this. Yeah, I remember this.
Yes. Well, since I did that, I then wrote an article on it, and then I did a podcast on it, and then I did a series of 10 podcasts on it. So I milked a lot of that for a lot of...
Milked that cow.
Yep. So, okay, so tell a story about me that you think the audience has never heard that you like.
I feel like grandma. let me think. I don't know. I mean, the baguette story was pretty funny. Any story with you drawing is pretty funny.
I mean, I know there's probably very few stories in which I do anything that embarrasses you or anything,
Well, I mean, because usually it's like, because there's like the stories where it's like, oh, I brought my dad to like a dance or whatever, and it's like, no, it's like every time I'm going to like a dance with you, it's like I dance just as like not as well. Like you pretty much
I bring down your
around.
Dancing.
How do you bring down my dancing? It's just like I can do very well in the Just Dance with like very simple like cool choreography, but as soon as you have like freestyle, it's just like what am I doing? Like Sarah is definitely like the dance in our family, not in the sense of like. Well, I guess in the sense of both the dance floor and sort of, like, the classroom, because she'll do, like, contemporary stuff, and she'll start, like, hip-hopping, and my dad and I are like, what are we doing here? Like, we can just leave.
So far, we have, I can't draw, and I can't dance. Okay. We'll get the full list of things I can't do.
Okay.
Because they don't know what I can't do. I tell them what I can do, not what I can't do. So,
well
today,
there's a reason you're the head designer, not the head artist.
That's true. I've done magic art. I did one piece of magic art. And that's proved why I should not do magic art.
So. As for the dance, it's got a dance competition there. I don't think anyone's going to see in action. Unless they ask for something, but we'll see.
Any stories?
Like recent stories?
Not recent, any. What's a story?
I have a very hard memory. Sometimes I'll remember things randomly in the day. Like, it's like, this was the 23rd day of March in third grade.
I can jog your memory a little bit, because one of the things I think that's fun for them to hear is just hear stories about being, a normal, like, some normal thing. Not like, the stories I always tell are like I'm designing magic or something. But this is more like just everyday.
Just a personal everyday sort of thing.
Yeah.
I bet there's probably just a lot stored in my head. I think I'm so overfilled with memories that they've all just become, like, same level. I don't know anything that's, like, standing out. Let me see. Recently, like...
So when I taught you magic, what's your memory of me teaching you magic?
You, like, laid out, like, all the cards. You're like, this thing does this thingy. And I was so bad with, like, doing everything. I, like, basically keep my cards out just because, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, every time you teach, it's really good. I know Adam, like, you're teaching Adam, I think.
Yeah, Adam and I play now. Adam and I play all the time.
Yeah, so you have that. And, I don't know, I was also 8 at the time, so I'm trying to think.
Right, so let me explain what you did. So, we actually don't currently have this, but for a while, we had to take your daughter to work, take your child to work day.
Yeah, I went.
And they did a whole bunch of stuff for the kids, like, they plotted out the whole day. And then one of the things I would do is I would come and do a make the card with the kids. Where the kids make a magic card.
Yeah, we chose, like, Jace the Mind Walker or something.
Jace the Mind Sculptor.
Mind Sculptor.
Yeah.
Planeswalker. I think I mixed up the two.
Yeah, you guys made up the planeswalker.
This is why you're doing this job, and I'm not. I'm very bad
at
these terms.
I know
some terms, but I'll, like, mix them up all the time. No, but I remember we had that, and some other kids, they had, like, some sort of, like, demon card. And we presented our two cards, and it was like, we're all like, oh my goodness, this is so cool.
Yeah, and then what we did is, this was pretty cool, is we had the kids make the card, and then we had an artist who worked in the building draw the card while the kids were doing other stuff, and then we mocked up the card, so at the end of the day, when the kids left, they had a copy of the card they had made.
Yeah, I remember that. Cool. I thought it was pretty cool. I don't know what that is now, but I thought it was pretty cool.
So, I remember, and then we made two cards. One was... a planeswalker, and one was like a demon.
I don't know. I mean, I guess because I'm trying to think. I'm still thinking in the back of my mind about the story stuff. Like, I know we've definitely gone to like a lot of plays. I think that's like a big thing that I do with you now is that since I've been older, I've been going to a lot more plays and musicals with you. I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
what have we seen? I know we've been to Skyline. We've seen Rumors in the Dirty Chaperone. You've been to Zawa High to watch me before for Beauty and the Beast. I've seen other separate stuff.
Well, we just saw How to Succeed in Business.
Yeah, Fifth Avenue, we've seen a lot from.
And we saw Wicked last year, and we saw Music Man.
Music Man was pretty good.
And
Wizard of Oz when I was there, I don't remember that.
Yeah, we saw We saw Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde was so good.
We've seen a bunch of plays.
Yeah, we definitely have.
And we're going to go see Kinky Boots. So it's fun. That's something Rachel and I do by ourselves. We go off and do plays.
We're the two theater appreciators of a family. So I think it's also another thing I've got. It's like an appreciation for theater. And now I've started like thinking about like directing or writing. So I may do something like that.
I like that writing.
So. We'll see. I'm also trying to do directing, but there's not a lot of internship stuff for that. So that's where I'm kind of searching.
Yep. Well, I did some directing. I did directing back then.
What I'm saying, you talk about the plays that you've made, the Lego My Ego.
Lego
whatever.
My Ego, yeah.
Ego, okay.
Yeah, most of the stuff I directed were things I wrote. Mostly I would write and direct. Mm-hmm. So I did a play called Lego My Ego. I did a play called Last Impressions.
What was the one with the whole swappy thing? The whole, like the people with certain jobs are better at other jobs.
Oh, that was, I was a kid. That was called, that called? I used to, as a kid, won a play running contest like 3 years in a row, and we performed. What was the name of that play? I'm blanking on the name of the play, but yeah, it's a kid's play, and the premise was that at some point everybody in the
this medieval castle,
everybody retired, all the adults retire and go off to retirement or something, and then all the kids have to take over the jobs of their parents, but everybody, Mismatch, it was called Mismatch. And everybody's really bad at the job they do. And that the like, king, who's a brand new king and queen, they're brand new, they figure out that the way to solve the problem is that everybody's doing the wrong job, and that the things that make them bad at the one job make them good at the other job.
So yeah, like, I know, like, the Joker was always, like, super, like, still, and, like,
super
the
serious,
knight.
The Joker was very serious.
He was always, like, super
and
silly.
And so he ended up becoming the chancellor, and the guard was a klutz, so he ended up becoming the jester. Anyway, so, yeah, I don't think you've ever read that play.
No, I don't think, have I ever read a play that you've written?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, I don't even have seen one. Do you still even have them? What do you guys even record them on?
I have
them. I don't want to go.
We carved them on stone tablets. That's what we have.
Cassette tapes. Were cassette tapes? I don't know when the evolution.
Cassette tapes.
When the evolution.
You already said I word processing as a child. As an old child.
I don't know when the evolution of like cassette tapes to VHS or whatever to like discs and to. I've lived in a world where everything's
electronic. You know cassette tapes were for music?
I don't know. What you use, VHS? I don't know.
I'm glad you have no knowledge of how computers work. Now, back in the day, we had you had discs.
Okay, you guys did have discs back then.
Yeah.
I thought that was like early 2000s or something.
When I first got my dad first got our computer way, way back when. This is the Apple II back in the 70s.
Yes.
You had to use a cassette tape to load in programs. Uh-huh. You never saved things on cassette tapes. It just was, you'd have programs that you could load in there. But very quickly, they started having discs. And originally they had I don't know, they were like 4.5-inch discs, or they were floppies, and then they made the small one. Anyway.
Although my information view is bad, like pretty much a lot of people, I don't know, have definitely grown up in a world with a lot more electronics. So, I mean, when I was younger, like 8, as I said before, like I got a Nano iPod, and I thought that was pretty cool, and that's like the first.
That was your first device with a little tiny.
Nanopod. And I look at it now, and I'm like, what is this? It has like the little like buttons where just like there was no like official buttons and no touch screen. It was like
we had a little wheel on it.
Circle the little disc thingy, and I would always just like use that.
So you love that thing.
Yeah, I mean that thing was obviously definitely the first place technology got. So I had that, and then like the first iPhone came out, and now we have a whole bunch of random things lying around. I have an iPod somewhere laying around, an iPad with the case completely torn up.
So here's a question. Trivia question for you.
Yeah.
How old were you when you went to your first Magic tournament?
Goodness, I don't know. I think because you said one in Australia, and I was like 6 months.
Well, but that wasn't your first one. Yeah, you went to Australia for the invitation in Australia when you were 6 months old.
I don't know,
you seem to have little memory of that trip.
Yeah.
I think the first time you ever went to a Magic tournament, I believe, was Invasion. When Invasion came out, were a baby, and we took you to the tournament center. And
below 6 months.
I think you're under 6 months.
Oh goodness.
Magic tournament.
How long was mom working at like Wizards up until she had me? Because I know you guys met.
Met at Wizards, and then mommy actually worked up until she had you.
Once she had maternity leave, that's kind of like her.
Well, she went on maternity leave, and then at the end of maternity leave, she's like, "Yeah, I'm not coming back." That was that maternity leave. We knew when she went on maternity leave that there was a good chance she wasn't coming back, but.
Well, I mean, so. they still love you. So. Yes, you've been there for 20 years.
I stayed. So.
Quite some time. Yep.
Okay, so see. So, what is... Okay, so it doesn't have to be a story, but is there something you can tell the audience about me that they might not know? What's a fact about me that they might not know?
I don't know, because it's always difficult to ask things like that, because I said before, like, you've been my dad for as long as I've been alive, obviously.
No, I'm just saying, like...
I'm looking for some tidbit
of information, but here's what they want. When they listen, they go, oh, okay, it's somebody else, Mark, a relative... I want to hear stuff I don't know about Mark.
That's I want to hear stuff. I mean, because it's definitely different from their perspective, as I said before. Just like,
yeah,
because I mean, obviously they know like nothing about you. I live like 24/7 with you,
right? So,
business trip, so
I don't embarrass them nearly as much as I embarrass you.
No, I mean, you definitely shine through your like. I mean, you have this, you know, like the stereotypical like white dad that always wears like the socks with sandals and his barbecues, like,
yeah,
like you do the barbecue thingy, but like you're actually good. You don't like set everything on fire, unlike cartoons I've seen.
Yes.
So, props to you for that.
I don't barbecue often, but I can barbecue for those.
Yeah. Things. So you do on the 4th of July, and that's pretty decent.
Right. 4th of July is when I barbecue.
Yep. And then
one
other time. Puns definitely shine through. You don't wear socks with sandals. God bless you. Don't wear socks with sandals.
I don't wear sandals.
Does not look. Well, you wear socks, obviously. I mean, you have sort of like a sock-ish sandal thing inside, but you don't wear them in public. You know better.
I know better.
You know better. Because your typical fashion statement is
flannels. What do you think my fashion sense?
Flannels galore. Flannel. Pretty much, it's like that, like, you basically argue with yourself and with us how this flannel does not go with this flannel, but with this flannel.
Well, you gotta match the shirt
to the
flannel.
We'll see you in, like, weeks, and we'll, like, guess your shirt and be like, oh, what week is it this week? And we'll, like, guess, like... the theme of the week based off like your shirt.
Oh, so I think the audience knows this, but real quickly. So one of the things I do every week at work is I always theme my t-shirts, and then at work they try to figure out what my theme is.
Yeah.
So
we try.
My family knows that I do that,
and fail horribly at guessing them because we'll have like no idea. Be like, it's this set thing that we're coming up with. Like, what?
Well, sometimes they're geeky things.
Sometimes they're geeky things and we get them, and sometimes they're geeky things that we don't get. So
it
levels of geekiness around us. So we definitely have absorbed some nerds. Like, Mom's into Doctor Who because of you, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well,
and I know a lot just because I have friends who are obsessed with Doctor Who, so that's like my angle.
One day you could watch Doctor Who.
Maybe I could, but I'm already obsessed with too many other things. I gotta catch up on all those.
So what do you like to do? What are your favorite things to do?
Favorite things to do? I enjoy a lot of reading. Like, my bookshelf is completely filled.
Okay.
Like, as I remember from, like, Seinfeld, because Mom, like, we watched Seinfeld for a little bit.
Yes.
I think, like, Jerry Seinfeld at one point, he's like, why do you keep books in your bookshelf? Once you read them, you're done. Are they, like, trophies? And I'm like, yep, pretty much. Like, there's books I have not read that are in my bookshelf because they're motivational books you guys got me for, like, Christmas that I didn't get around to yet. And then I have other books that I have read and I bought with my own money because I wanted to read them.
So who's your favorite author?
John Green. John Green. My parents know this for a certain fact.
That.
Yeah. I enjoy Fault in Our Stars, Paper Towns, which I should see the movie of, by the way. Looking for Alaska. I'm going to read Will Grace, Will Grayson, Buns of Catherine. So
okay,
I definitely have stuff to catch up on.
What's your favorite band?
Favorite band, Fall Out Boy. Because that's just a good band that I enjoy. But because obviously, if you ever heard Centuries or Uma Thurman or Irresistible, that's the most popular stuff. But I've listened all the way back to like 2006. Like,
okay.
They've had 5 albums, and I've listened to probably like 40% of everything they've ever made. So I feel pretty good about myself. I listened to that. I've started getting into bands a little more. So Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance, which March 22nd today when they broke up.
Oh,
God,
okay.
God bless My Chemical Romance. And 21 Pilots.
You honored the day they broke up.
Today is the day they broke up.
Were you honored the day they get together or the day they break up?
No, this is literally the internet is blowing up. Like, I texted my friend and she goes, how dare you say that to me? With crooked letters. She said, how dare. And then we started texting, singing the song, Welcome to the Black Parade. So it's a thing.
Okay, it's a thing. I believe it's a thing.
And then also 21 Pilots is also really good because it's starting to get more popular with Stressed Out, if you ever heard that, or Blurry Face, which is like their album. So
okay, other than Magic, which clearly must be your favorite game, what is your favorite game?
I'm trying to think, because I definitely like Cards Against Humanity, or just like other like really weird games. Exploding Kittens, which was a super cool thing because... Matthew, what's his last name?
Matthew Inman
came to our house, and so because he lives in Seattle, so that was pretty cool. And he had us play Exploding Kittens, and I beat him twice, which I feel pretty that's a fun.
I beat him the very first time he taught me. I beat him. So we both. We both beat Benjamin
Here's the thing. Because also I watch online. I watch a lot of like gaming stuff sometimes. I watch Smosh Games, which is like Smosh, but then they have a whole bunch of different other separate channels, and gaming is one of their channels.
Okay.
So I watch a whole bunch of those, and sometimes besides video games, like people will play like card games or other like board games to one another. Yep. And I played Exploding Kids one time because they got it as like a special, you know, like they're popular people. And so they got it before it came out officially, and I watched that, and then I used the tip of them because they said like when one time they had to choose a random card from like someone else's hand. So I think Matthew played that card on me, and then I shuffled my cards, and he goes, "That was really smart because usually people keep their board stuff on like the right side of like their hand." So
yeah, no, it's good.
I feel like I'm pretty well in the, and hopefully we're going to VidCon this summer, a really cool internet conference, and hopefully if I do get to meet Smosh Games at some point in my life, I will thank them for helping me beat the creator of the game. So that's a super cool thing. I like Exploding Kittens. There's another one he's coming out with soon that he showed us, and that one was pretty cool. I don't know, I definitely like a lot more of like the the cardboard games. There's definitely a lot of like the games you can play with a regular like 52 card deck where it's like I played Gin Rummy. I remember in 8th grade, I played with my friend Gin Rummy a lot. My teacher was like, you guys can't play card games. And I'm like, we promise we're doing our work. She's like, fine, if you guys keep up your grades, you guys can keep playing. And we both got like A's or A-minuses in the class. And we just played Gin Rummy like 80% of the time. Like, it wasn't joined in the class. So we played that a lot, with another like Spanish girl and some other guys at our table. What else did I play? We played a lot of Garbage. I played Solitaire by myself. Blackjack. Some people try and play the 52 card pickup trick on me, but I know that's not working. I don't know. I play a lot of those games and stuff, and I bring a whole bunch of tiny games. I did play chess at like one point in my life, where I got both a.
You went to chess camp.
I got a participation award, which is pretty cool. And then one time I got a sportsmanship award, which is a tiny little trophy. So
What's the thing you most remember about chess? What's the one rule you remember about chess? It's a strategic rule. Oh. Do you remember anything?
All I remember is the electric fence move where you use, like, the queen and your rook to, like, trap your king into the corner. Like, that's all I remember.
Okay, well, something.
I mean, I remember that because that one was like, oh my goodness, the electric fence. Whoa, my goodness, it's so cool.
I didn't know the electric fence maneuver.
No, I was, like, freaking out because I was like, this is such a cool move. And then every time I played it, I tried to use it. I played against one guy one time. He's really smart. I almost beat him, but, like, not quite. I had the king left and he had, like, a queen and stuff. He had like a few things left, so he beat me on that. But
yeah, usually the guy in trouble.
Did you expect me to say, like, I don't know, like, the one major rule?
I remember you went to camp.
Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know. I've been to definitely just like a lot of various.
Okay, what's your favorite TV show?
Oh, favorite TV show. I watch a lot of YouTube, so definitely that's gone down a little bit. I know that together as like a family, we watch The Middle, which is really good, Goldbergs. You guys watch separately Big Bang Theory than I do, but we still watch it. It's usually not at the same time.
Yeah.
They have one that's coming up. It's called, I think, like, The Real O'Neills or something. That's on, like, ABC.
I think that already started. I already started,
but it looks really good. I want to watch it.
You can tape it.
It looks pretty decent. I like it.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? It used to be Clue for a while on Netflix, just because of the three different endings. And I like the third ending, because all of them are on Netflix, I'm pretty sure, like, at the end. So, I mean, I like that because I was like, this is so cool. And also, Tim Curry's a butler, so I just thought he was, like, a great actor. So I was like, yes.
Okay, so he said Clue used to be your favorite.
What's your current favorite? I like a lot of book-to-movie adaptations. So when I say that my favorite books of Baltimore Star is usually also movie. But I also do like The Perks of Being a Wallflower, both book-wise and movie-wise. I don't know. Usually definitely things with, like, comedy, dystopian. I absolutely hate horror movies, so I'm not doing anything. Although, for some reason, I know quite a lot about horror movies, even though I hate watching them. I know some decent stuff. And then,
if you like doing research on stuff.
I do research on stuff a lot. And then action movies. Have you ever seen Jupiter Ascending?
I have not seen
it. It's sad. It dragged Mila Kunis, Channing Tatum, and Eddie Redmayne, which are three great, brilliant actors, into this terrible, terrible action movie. It got nominated for a Razzie.
It might have won the Razzie, I'm not sure.
I don't know if it won a Razzie, but at least got nominated, I know. Like, it's not It's not 50 Shades of Grey bad, but, like, it's, like, pretty
Have you ever seen The Matrix? I've ever shown you The Matrix.
The Matrix? I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know
the movie. Oh, that's the people who made that made The Matrix. The Matrix is a little bit better than...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying that everything they make is bad, because obviously the actors in it are really good in other stuff, but, I mean, it's just, like, a very sad event. It was, like, I don't want this to happen to you. Like, I feel bad for you. So, that obviously wasn't very good. I mean, action movies sometimes are super confusing, especially if all of the characters are wearing similar clothing, because I'm like, who's fighting on what team, especially when they're all superheroes, and I don't know what the teams are. Yeah. It's like world history all over again, where I'm like, wait a minute, who's the Allied powers? Who does the Axis powers? I have to keep remembering what countries are on what sides.
The Allies are the good guys, the Axis are the bad guys.
Well, I have to remember which countries are the good guys, which countries are the bad guys. I have to keep remembering this. So pretty much, like, action movies must be very confusing, because, not even because of the action, just because of who's on what side, which is very confusing.
Okay,
but
so...
I'm not a comedy one.
We're not too far from school. So one last thing I meant to ask was, so from time to time we'll be out in public and somebody will recognize me.
That's cool.
And I know it tickles Sarah to no end. But what does it annoy you? Do you find it interesting? What happens when people out of the blue just?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like if I were the child of, like, obviously, because there's, I know, like, like celebrities, like either one celebrity or two celebrities are, like, obviously, like, big in the newspaper or whatever. It's like Beyonce DC, for example, it's like everyone pretty much knows their kid, like Blue Ivy. And I mean, obviously, if you were, like, this, like, kid of, like, super, like, famous people, I mean, it would probably, like...
far from super famous, so...
Super famous. I mean, obviously, I mean, I bet, like, those kids, I mean, kids that have grown up or kids that will grow up will probably, like, shrug it off, because it's like, yeah, it's like, they're my parent, I see them all the time. And other people, I mean, obviously, sort of, like, idolize them, but, I mean, as a kid who was there, like, 24/7 and see them through, like, everything, it's obviously not, like, as surprising to you, because you're like, yes, I know them, like, they're my parent, you sort of, like, shrug it off or whatever. So, I mean, obviously, when people see, I mean, I feel excited for them, because they get to meet someone that they idolize, like, you're my dad, and I idolize you in more in a parent way than, like, a celebrity I never get to see sort of way.
Sure.
So, I mean, so there's different ways of idolization, but, I mean, there's definitely people that I know, they're like, oh, like, you're Mark Rosewater's, like, daughter, like, that's really cool, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, no one's ever, I don't think anyone's ever really tried to get anything out of me, except for this one kid I remember that may have tried to get a deck out of me, but I wasn't really budging.
He's ready.
Trying to try it. I mean, I don't know if it really gave anything to him. I might have been like, meh. No one's really ever bugged me for anything. I mean, the other friends, I know they play it, but, like, I mean, obviously, it's, like, it's not that much. But I definitely remember there was one person, like, we went to, like, some game place. It was, like, the castle or whatever. And this one guy, like, we go up to Desi, like, Mark Rosewater. Get Mark Rosewater. Oh, my God. Guys, Mark Rosewater. So I was, like, shouting, running all over the place. And I just, not because of, like, my dad is, like, someone's freaking out over you. It's just, like, they were freaking out so much that I found it, like, over the top, like, hilarious.
Yep.
So, I mean, it doesn't, like, annoy me as much. Just more if I could, like, I get it, because it's, like, obviously, there's obviously people that, like, I look up to or whatever that's, like, that other people would, like, show up. It's, like, oh, yeah, they're my friend, my sibling, my cousin, my, like, parent or whatever. And so people, depending on, like, relationship with them, can, like, shrug it off. So I bet everyone's pretty much have that. I think anyone who is, like, a close person of someone else who was well-known in a way or another, whether it's online or with games, with, the, like, the biggest, like, pop star in the world or whatever, like, people have that, like, shrug things off. So, no, it doesn't really annoy me as much. I just definitely feel more excited for the person. Like, I'm like, you're living a dream. Good for you. Go you.
Okay, so we're almost to school here. Yeah, last chance for anything you can tell them that they wouldn't know about me.
That they wouldn't. This thing is difficult. I had to rack my brain because, like, I have trouble remembering things for, like, dinner last night. So, trying to pull out stories. I don't know.
Okay, it's
fine. I mean, I'm still trying to think. Like, I don't. Because I bet probably be pulled in. Sarah would be like pulling out a list, and she's like, "Here are my top 10 reasons."
Yeah, Sarah
would be like ultra prepared. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, don't you guys keep, like, a quote book or whatever of, like, things that, like, we've said?
We do. I do.
You do? Do you have it? Like,
I mean, it's not a book. It's in my phone. But I keep quotes. I think I keep quotes.
Honestly, I bet there's probably, like, one that, like, I've said.
Yeah, I've had some quotes from you.
Yeah, I remember there's one, like, Adam said. It was talking about, like, Batman or whatever. I remember there was that quote.
But anyway, so we're gonna wrap up here because we're coming up to your school.
I don't know. Any last minute question-ish things?
No, but it was fun having you. I hopefully. So one of the things, like I said, to explain, is Rachel's gonna be driving with me to work from the near future. But most of the time, you listen to music while I'm doing my podcast. What is my podcast like for you? You're just not ignoring me and listening to music?
I try, because I'm trying my best not to blare on my ears, but also hear the music over you. So, I mean, it's harder in, like, a car when it's, like, in the closed space. But, I mean, like, I've never really, like, seen your podcast, so it's obviously interesting to see you kind of, like, in the motion. I mean, I listened to part of it during GDC, because I was like, this sounds sort of cool. So, sort of, like, half mixture of you talking and stuff. So, I mean, obviously, if you're talking about, like, something else that I have no idea what it's spelled, like, I could probably relate more to a conference than I can to some sort of new set that you're doing.
Ah, so you were listening into a lot.
Yeah, a little bit I was. But, okay. I mean, also, you were...
You're allowed to listen. No one says you can't listen. Okay, anyway, no. We're now parking the car. So I end every podcast the same way. Did you know how I end the podcast?
End something with talking magic. Now we gotta go making magic.
Something like that. So I parked the car. You know what that means? It's time to end my drive to work.
Alrighty.
So instead of talking magic, it's time to be making magic.
And going to school for me. Since
and going to school.
I need to learn.
So say, and then we say, see you next time.
See you next time.